We continue to learn the halachot of Shemitat Kesafim, which we said applies even Bizman Hazeh, albeit the law of Shemitat Kesafim only applies Midrabbanan, but it should be noted it applies as well in Eretz Yisrael as well as Chutz La'aretz. The question is, when does this Shemitah actually become activated? So the Halakha says, "En shvi'it meshametet kesafim ela besofa," which means the loans only become canceled at the end of the seventh year, which means, nafkamina, if somebody lends somebody money during the Shemitah year, the loan is still collectible. Which means the loans do not become canceled until the end of the Shemitah. Means once Rosh Hashanah enters, then already whatever debts were owed already become canceled out. As the Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shanim Ta'aseh Shemitah. So Miketz means at the end of the Shemitah. Now, we don't care whether the loan was a verbal loan or whether it was a loan with a shtar, even if it was a loan that, let's say, was backed up with real estate, which means he said, if I don't pay, you can come along and take the fields. It doesn't matter. Shemitah is meshametet, and therefore, after the Shemitah, the creditor cannot go and ask for payment. Even if the borrower gave the lender a check, still, once the Shemitah comes, the loan is canceled. Giving a check is not considered as if it was paid. A check is just like a promissory that you're going to pay it, but it doesn't mean anything till he actually deposits it. And it doesn't have a value itself, the check. And therefore, even though he got a check, because you could argue with somebody, he got paid already, so therefore, he's okay. No. Therefore, the loan can be canceled. According to the Mefarshim, they want to say that even a banker's check, which is a bank check, still, as long as the guy doesn't deposit it, so it means he didn't get paid during the prior Shemitah period, and therefore, once Shemitah comes, because he's holding on to a check, even if it's a bank check, it does not matter, the loan becomes canceled. According to Maran, in the laws of Shemitah and Siman Samech Zayin Se'if Yud Bet, Maran discusses a case where, let's say, a person lends money, but the borrower gives a collateral. So now the lender is actually holding payment already. So according to Maran, whatever is considered keneged the mashkon, Shemitah does not cancel that out. Because it's like he got paid already. He's holding actual value. Not only a check, which is just paper. He's holding an item that has value. So let's say the loan was $1,000, and he's holding, let's say, $500 in collateral. So $500 is considered paid up. He only loses the other half, the other $500. But what's connected, the collateral, is considered paid up, and therefore Shemitah would not cancel. The last question we discussed in the halakha, which is really discussed in the Mishnah in Shemi'it, Maran discusses it in Se'if Yudalid, what about credit that a person has at the grocer? It means a person goes to the grocer and he buys products and he has a bill. So the question is now, once Shemitah comes, well, he owes the grocer money as well. Do we say that Shemitah cancels out grocery bills? So the halakha says it does not cancel out because that's not considered a loan. What's the mechanics why it's not considered a loan? Bottom line, he's getting, he owes him the money. The explanation is that since it's the way of storekeepers to sell product and they get paid from time to time, which means when the guy collects enough money, he goes and pays the storekeeper. So we have a rule that says like this, if a loan is due after Shemitah, Shemitah does not cancel it. Shemitah only cancels loans that were due before the Shemitah. So in the case of Mishnah explains that in a storekeeper, since he doesn't pay off and he pays after time, so it's as if the loan was to, is stipulated to be paid after the Shemitah, since it does not have a set time, and therefore one does not have cancel those loans are not canceled. Therefore, even though he didn't make a prosbo, which has been discussed in a few halakot from now, he still has to pay his debts to the shopkeeper.